Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar Podcast, hosted by Max.
Hello, Pierre. How are you?
Really nice. Thank you. Thank you very much.
So, we are going to taste a cognac of yours today. So, tell us what it is.
Today, I have selected for you a wonderful XO Gold François Voyer, 25 years old, Grand Champagne, first degree of cognac.
Let's talk about this Grand Champagne XO a little bit. What's so special about this XO?
There are 12 reasons for this choice. 12 gold medal on the 12 last years in the 12 challenges all over the world.
No, but that's not the reason why the XO is called gold, is it?
Exactly. After these incredible winners, we want to add just no 12 stickers on the labels. We have add gold on the labels only.
Okay, so you won so many different competitions with gold awards that you renamed the product to call it XO Gold.
Yeah, we are very, very proud to share it with you today.
Yeah, so talk about it. How was this made? How's this? What's the story of this cognac?
This cognac was made with only patience. And the oldest vintage inside is a 1976 for an average around 25 years old. We work with successive blend in the same XO cask. We use only 50% of the cask for each bottling. After each bottling, we refill the cask with vintages around 20, 25 years old.
Yeah, can you explain what you mean precisely by successive blending? How does it work?
There is a lot of reason. We use only Grand Champagne first. That means Grand Champagne have a specific signature. Ripe fruit, power, long after test. If you have a good balance between the tannins and the fruit, you will obtain definitely a lovely balance. And I really like the passion fruit, pineapple and peach. And that's really important for me to save these flavors in the blend.
Can you explain what successive blending means? How does that work?
You have to know that we make some tests before doing the blend, and we work step by step. But you have to know that there is a lot of vintage in the same cask. That means this is 20 time or 25 time I use the same blend for the bottling. Years after years, we increase in richness, we increase in complexity by vintages addition on the casks. So years after years, that's more and more complex.
So I have to get back to the cask and how you blend it. So that means you do like a wedding, a mariage within one cask? Or how does the blending work here with this cognac?
We just want to save the same task. So years after years, we had different vintages around 25, and we want to have the same task. Of course, if you compare an XO Gold in 2010 and an XO Gold now, you could have some small difference, but the global flavors looks really, really the same.
Okay, so the blend and the bottle itself and the taste slightly changes all the time. So let's talk about those flavors. Let's talk about the nose and the taste.
Sure. Nose for me offer vanilla and 1 centiliter during 15 minutes in your glasses. That's you will find another cognac completely different.
So you mean you let 1 centiliter in your glass, wait, let it sit for 15 minutes and then...
Vanilla and in a second time, find a mix of spicy flavors and papers. And after 5 minutes opening, you will find the famous peach and pineapple. That's really important to wait.
Smell again.
Yeah. you can smell it during these 15 minutes, but you will see an opening and you will see the evolution of the cognac in the glass. And that's just an amazing experience.
And the mouth and the palate?
The mouth, for me, is a lovely balance between fruit and tannins. Really delicate orange skin, white fruit, marmalade, and spicy flavors. And of course, at the end, the final signature, the passion fruit, are really, really important for me. The aftertaste is just an amazing aftertaste, a really incredible, long, long, long time in your mouth. That's the signature of the Grand Champagne.
And would you say, I mean, I know it's a difficult term, but you have not mentioned Rancio. Is there Rancio in there?
Yeah, Rancio, it's a group of flavors where you could find spicy flavors and fruit flavors in mix. Rancio means the cognac is old, because when you have young cognac, there is no Rancio. You can have hazelnut. It's a global name for a lot of flavors inside. And I prefer speaking about specific flavors.
So this cognac is at 40% alcohol. Tell us why you made that choice, please.
Sure. 40% looks really classic, really standard. 40% is a minimum alcoholic content for most of the cognac. But 40% is quite comfortable for most of our consumers. For this blend, I want to put forward our fruit potential. Peach, pineapple, hazelnuts, corn spat are really important for me and are at the top at 40% on this blend. So we have decided, I have decided to reduce at 40. Other cognac in our brown range are higher, but they want to explain something different. Today, the XO is really important for that, for the fruit.
Yeah, it's interesting that we see more and more cognac houses make cognac that is over 42, 43, 44, or even more. You say if you do that, you focus on spices. If you don't do that, if you keep it at 40%, you focus on fruit, right? So that would be the general rule, I would assume, between those two, because clearly if a cognac at 44, 45%, I mean, can be quite sharp.
Of course, in Fambois, if you are at 43 or 42, you will have something different than in Grand Champagne. But in our terroir, in Grand Champagne, we have really, really intense flavors. And if you want to develop the fruit flavors, you have to be at 40. And for older, we are at 43, 44, sometimes 45, but it's to explain more spicy flavors. It depends what would you like to say with your blend. If you want to share a cognac with somebody, you have to be comfortable, but if you want to share different flavors, if you want to share the complexity, you can do that with an XO. If you want to make a cocktail, use a VS. If you want to have an exclusive cognac for yourself, use an hors d'age. But an XO has to be open with some friend that's for the night to speak with somebody. It's an exchange cognac.
So you would say that if you would have a much older cognac, you would perhaps consider to maybe, like, let's say, I don't know, 50-year-old Grand Champagne, you would consider perhaps to put it at 42, 43%, because with that, maybe it works, but not with an XO, in your case, at least, in the François Bouilly case.
We're at 43%. It's more intense, but the potential, the volume of flavors in 50 years old is really intense, and you need an alcohol support higher. And at 43, you will be more on the spicy notes. At 40%, you are more on the fruity notes, and the fruity notes are really good for an XO. that's why it's really important for me to save the 40%.
Great, fantastic. So, Pierre, many thanks for this tasting. It was my pleasure. I hope to see you soon in the Cognac region.
Thank you very much. I was really proud to share definitely this moment with you. And you just have to wait 15 minutes after your opening to discover what I say exactly.
Yeah, thank you. That's an important hint. Thank you, Pierre. So have a good day.
Merci, Max. Au revoir.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. Click See More to read about the bottle. If you like this cognac or you want to remember the taste of it, just click Review. Make sure you're logged into your Cognac Expert account to keep all your reviews in one place. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir!